Oh, that's my Prime delivery.
What, already?
Only one thing can match the buzz of Prime's fast delivery, and that's the buzz of Prime's entertainment.
What are we watching?
Heads of State, that new action comedy with Idris Elba as the Prime Minister, John Cena as the President, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas as their only hope. Looks like a blast.
From fast delivery to explosive entertainment, it's on Prime. For only $8.99 a month, join now. Content includes limited ads, subscription auto-renews. For more information, go to amazon.co.uk/prime.
Here's your morning TMB Tech Minute for Wednesday, July 23rd. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. The Competition and Markets Authority, which is the UK's competition watchdog, said it is proposing guardrails for how Apple and Alphabet's Google run their mobile ecosystems under a new law. The CMA said the two companies hold an effective duopoly within the mobile platform economy, and that conduct requirements for the companies could focus on things like letting app developers steer users to better deals outside of the company's own app stores, and giving users, quote, a genuine choice over the services they use on their devices. The CMA also set an October 22nd deadline to make its final verdict. Apple and Google have criticized the CMA's plans, saying that changes could harm security and innovation. Amazon is buying the wearable bracelet maker Bee in the company's latest move into the AI gadget business. The bracelet transcribes all of the conversations in your day, then uses AI to create searchable histories, key events, and even to-do lists. An Amazon spokeswoman said that while the deal is signed, the agreement isn't closed yet. The company would be joining other tech giants like Google, Meta, and Samsung in the growing pack of available AI gadgets. Plus, AT&T gained wireless and home internet subscribers in the second quarter, beating out analysts' expectations. The company also plans to invest further in its fiber cable build-out, with some of the billions of dollars it expects in tax savings under the recent tax and spending bill. These gains stand in contrast to its competitor, Verizon Communications, which announced that it lost 9,000 postpaid phone connections in the second quarter. Finally, second quarter earnings from Google's parent Alphabet and Tesla are due after the market closes today. And that's your TMB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.